Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The latest news from the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website. We mention every month our Science of Parenting blog, and the month of December focuses on families and creating traditions. Of course, the holidays are a great time for families to celebrate annual traditions like serving special foods, telling favorite family stories, putting cherished decorations on display, and passing down history from one generation to the next. Creating these holiday memories strengthens family ties. And of course, what's important in finding time for your family is just spending time together. Parents can consciously create family customs throughout the year, but around the holidays is one of those times where it comes a little more naturally. Of course, we don't want to just wait for the holidays. Small everyday customs like weekly family meals, uniquely celebrated birthdays, or life cycle celebrations like wedding and graduations are great places to start and can help create stability for youth. There are no right or wrong traditions. Families use their own values, religion, history, and culture to create traditions that are meaningful to them and memorable to their kids. All of this information from our human science specialists in family life, and this is just a peek at what is on the Science of Parenting blog this month, focusing on the topic of family traditions. There are tips on the blog that were posted by our family science specialists throughout the month on creating or maintaining those family traditions and memories. And as always, there's an introductory 4-minute podcast that talks about different types of traditions, how families can make those meaningful to children of different ages, and things like that. On the Science of Parenting website, which is available through the ISU Extension and Outreach website, just search Science of Parenting in the search box at the top of the page. Parents can join in the conversation, share thoughts and experiences, as well as they handle different parenting responsibilities like creating family traditions. Many of the other topics that we've also discussed from past Science of Parenting events and podcasts are also archived on the Science of Parenting website for folks to look back on as they go from month to month. So if something that you heard a couple months ago wasn't relevant at the time, but it is now, that podcast, as well as all the discussion boards, are available online still as well. And the blogs are certainly still open for discussion and commenting. For more information on the Science of Parenting, go to Iowa State University website and search Science of Parenting. More information coming your way from the Human Sciences Division of ISU Extension and Outreach. And as we get closer to holiday time, we start to get a little stressed. It's one of the common undertones we hear from this time of year between personal and business, social, everything as you push towards some of those family gatherings, wrapping up end-of-the-year projects, or just trying to get end-of-the-year financials in line. All of those challenges can sometimes combine for increased stress. The topic on the Iowa State University webpage this week is Advanced Planning Helps Make Holiday Cheer. According to our human science specialists with ISU Extension and Outreach, a little advanced planning goes a long way towards adding cheer instead of stress to the holidays. Of course, the what's for dinner question is one that is always present, but that takes on a whole new meaning when you're starting to talk about what's for dinner when you have 20 assorted family and friends coming over, preparing maybe a little different dishes than you usually would for a normal family weeknight meal. There's lots of resources from ISU Extension and Outreach that we can point you toward. One you can start off with is a publication called Healthy Meals in a Hurry. This is available at the local extension office for just a couple of dollars and is chock full of recipes and tips for stocking the freezer with ready-to-eat main dishes. Certainly a great time and money saver this time of year. We do want to continue eating healthy through the holidays and save some money in the process. There's recipes in this publication for soups, stews, casseroles, and meat entrees that can be prepared, packaged in smaller sizes for freezer storage, and reheated later to help your family save time and money this holiday season. Having a nice variety of foods prepared ahead of time can make some of those quick grab-and-go meals of the hectic holiday schedule a little more quick. We also have blogs and recipe sites. Spend Smart, Eat Smart is a great resource. Spend Smart, Eat Smart also has a searchable recipe database. If you have leftover broccoli and chicken, for example, you can put that into the search that in Spend Smart, Eat Smart and come up with some recipe ideas to get some of those leftovers used up. Also, we've mentioned them before, but AnswerLine is a great resource for anything from food preparation to food safety and proper storage, as well as things like household cleaning, parenting, a variety of topics available for anything related to home and family, available by searching the AnswerLine website. Something that is always in the back of our mind and sometimes in the front of our minds more and more as we get into the holidays is financial strain. Goals, lists, and reinforcement are good tools for advanced planning when it comes to spending during the holiday season. We have our human science specialists with lots of tips for managing money and time during the holidays, such as planning ahead, making a to-do list, breaking down big tasks into smaller ones, setting goals and prioritizing. Set yourself up for success by avoiding traps that you know you normally fall into. Involving family members in tasks such as sending out holiday notes, decorating the home, preparing food, and cleaning up for guests. Eliminating trivial tasks that may not be a necessity to your holiday entertaining plans. And taking advantage of services such as gift wrap or delivery from local stores. You can check out the Money Tips blog at the ISU Extension website for more information on how to save and spend your money wisely during the holidays and every day of the year. Also, if you are looking ahead and telling yourself that next year you're going to do a little better, you might want to log on to the Iowa State website and search for a program called New Year, New You. This is an online educational series. It'll be starting in January as part of the program, larger program offered by ISU Extension called Retirement Secure Your Future. The future you enjoy later in life is built on the decisions you make today, and small steps taken today will lead to big rewards down the road. So again, for more information on that upcoming program, search New Year, New You for a class that starts online in January to help give you some great tips and pointers towards meeting your goals in the new year. For more information on all of this and so much more, stop by the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online anytime on the web or Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.